Well, it's a big show.
Biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com, see what they've got in store for you this week. We have six candidates on our list this morning. We're going to run through, talk about each one of them, and then we'll vote on which we think is the biggest show coming to town. We do this for the P1 so that they will know what to do with their entertainment dollar and so that you won't miss a single big act. All right, candidate number one, tomorrow night at Starplex. Goo Goo Dolls.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with the Goo Goo Dolls.
It's a guilty pleasure from high school.
Yeah. The things you want to feel, I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. When's the last time they did a record?
I can tell you that. They released Boxes, their album, in 2016, May of 2016, so about a year ago.
All right. I don't think I've heard any of that. Maybe I need to go listen to it.
You know, it got to 27th on the U.S. charts, which isn't great. Normally, one of their releases goes top 10. Does that even matter anymore in the music world, or is it... I don't even know how they measure it anymore. I know a lot of people will just look at iTunes downloads or... download numbers to judge whether an album was a success, or do you still go on?
I think it depends on who you are.
I don't care who you are.
For example, does Billboard take into account all sales? Do they take into account record stores?
No, that's spends.
Online?
Like,
no,
anyone can
just spends by those who take part in the Billboard chart.
Really? Billboard has nothing to do with sales?
I don't think so, unless they've changed it. I do believe that just spends. That's why, you know, you still get the companies working the stations to get more spins. But no, I don't. I mean, I'm sure the Goo Goo Dolls still have their following, and they probably don't care.
Yeah.
Johnny Resnick, isn't that the lead singer's
name? Still playing venues like Starplex. Yeah. I don't think they care.
Okay, so that's the Billboard. Yeah, you're right. I'll be darned, Giorgio. Well, the Hot 100 is. Billboard's Hot 100.
It's all spins.
Yes. No, this says weekly sales period. And I think it's both.
Okay.
Yeah,
that would make sense.
Both.
That would be a better representative of what's hot.
Mm-hmm. Like, how does an album goes gold on sales or platinum on sales, right? Numbers of copies sold. So that, today... they have to take into account always of being sold, right?
It says chart rankings are based on sales, physical and digital, radio play, and online streaming.
So it's all of it?
It's all of them.
Okay. Interesting.
I wanna
wake up. All right, that's candidate one, Goo Goo Dolls.
I love that thing for some reason.
Candidate two.
That's a good one.
Biggest show coming to town this week, Friday at Verizon, Sturgill Simpson.
Oh my gosh, that's this week.
That's this Friday at Verizon, folks.
Why are you
going to miss that? Oh, I forgot all about that. He is great.
Oh, go on.
And his new album is amazing. This is from his first album. His second one has a lot of horns. I would not say it's a country album. I would say it's rock and blues, and it's brilliant. So is he. This is a great song, though.
So he didn't rise to prominence until later in life, correct?
Correct. Just a couple of years ago is when he blew up.
Mid to late 30s or something? He's 39 now.
Yeah.
What took him so long?
It seems like they would.
I don't know. He's been doing music for a while. And then he had this album and broke through. And I don't know. It's just weird what goes viral and what doesn't. And for a while, he wasn't very active, I don't think, and, you know, trying to make it.
Don't you think that cowbell sometimes it's just off?
Jared that's doing
it's just
that.
Off. Listen.
a little late.
Some have called him a modern-day Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, I think he reminds me of Waylon. Not necessarily on this song.
Others have called him a modern-day Slim Whitman.
What?
No. No. Not Slim Whitman, no.
Hey, see if you have the promise in there, Jer. Because I think he does sound like Waylon Jennings.
I'm just thinking of the right words to say.
Yeah, it is that song.
I know that on time. I know. He does a cover of it. It's great. Really good.
Some really refer to him as a modern-day Katharine Hepburn.
No.
No, they didn't say that.
No. Katharine Hepburn.
Yeah, I think this is a really interesting cover. I always liked the song back in the 80s, but it sounds totally different here.
And his mama cried.
You.
Still.
Oh.
Don't look too strange.
Remember the name of this band?
You know him.
Sturgill Simpson?
No.
No, who was it?
Wasn't it When in Rome?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Great version of it here.
But when you're in now.
Sturgill said he's excited about playing in Dallas on Friday. His only regret is that his brother OJ isn't released yet to be able to attend the show.
They're not brothers. They're not
one
brothers.
One of them is. Don't you see this is a ripoff, though, of In the Ghetto?
I'm sorry, but I'm
that's going to sound like
the way his
that.
Instrumentation
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Right.
Man, I could listen to that all day. He's so great.
Come on, Scrope.
Well, we have our winner. All right.
I don't know if that's the winner because Candidate 3, also on Friday night, back from the grave, Elvis Presley. Would that would that be bigger than Sturgill Simpson?
Yeah, if you can.
One
no,
show and one
he
show
sucks
only.
Too.
All right, Candidate number 3, Saturday, fingers crossed.
Oh,
at
yeah.
the pavilion at the Irving Music Factory. They were supposed to have the grand opening last week, but they didn't get the finish out done. So they have delayed it to this Saturday. Fingers crossed it will be open for business on Saturday. And the first ever concert there will be ZZ Top and Alejandro Escovedo.
I thought he
was in prison, right?
Or a reliever for the Tigers.
On a motorcycle underground.
Is that El Chapo? What's El Chapo's name?
Mark.
Yeah, that's right, Mark.
I think it's Mark.
Got a band in the offseason. He opened for ZZ Top.
New shift on the home I'm going.
Does he cover ZZ Top?
Who?
Who?
El Chapo?
Joaquin Guzman.
That's it. That sounds like a Ranger starter
that's
from the 90s.
That's what I was thinking.
Worse.
It's 4 ERA. The greatest.
Mark Carr.
That always disturbed me, too.
Mark Carr. Is it here?
Maybe. Yeah.
Think so.
No, we're gonna miss it.
Damn.
Right. Now they have the funny drummer, right? That does the drumstick.
That was that cover band. That guy was going crazy.
That drummer is the greatest.
That is. He is the greatest drummer ever.
The best comedy ever. Maybe I need to tweet that video out of the guys covering this.
All right, that's Candidate 3. Fingers crossed. You drive by it all the time, did you?
Yeah, I'll have to go by this week and see if I still see sawdust flying everywhere.
And contractors scrambling.
Yeah.
All right, Candidate number 4, biggest show coming to town. Also Saturday, this at Verizon in Grand Prairie, the Isley Brothers.
Never will you find a greater collection of scum and villainy.
Whoa.
Sorry.
It's Mos Eisley.
Oh, my apologies. Brother of Mos Def. Good jam. Well, the devil's singing on this one, too.
Laughter
good song. All right, that's candidate four. Candidate five, Big Show coming to town this week, Saturday night as well, at the Majestic in downtown Dallas. Colin Hay.
Ooh, yes.
I can get to sleep.
Gotta love this guy's voice. Awesome.
Yes. I think about the implications of diving in too deep. Possibly the complications, especially at night.
Such a unique voice.
That's worry no, over listen to that. Situations. There's no effects on that voice.
I know we'll be all right. Perhaps it's just imagination. Day after day, it reappears.
Come on, man.
Night after night, my heartbeat shows the ghosts appear and fade away.
What a great song.
Why is Norm heckling Colin Hay?
Come back another day.
Go someplace else.
What was your favorite Minute Worst song?
Cheese,
I think this
some
one.
Olives.
Yeah, the name of this
no,
song?
No doubt this one.
Living in a Land Down Under.
No.
Just Overkill, right?
Overkill, yeah.
Yeah, Overkill. So they had this, Down Under, Be Good
favorite.
Johnny.
You're going to be a good boy, Johnny.
Living in a Land Down Under is one of my top 47 songs of all time.
What?
I love that
So it's
song.
Number 47.
It's top 47.
It's number 9.
In my top 50.
Yeah, I think you're right. I would put it at number 9.
Well, I didn't say your top 10. Once again, all these bands, they always have ill-advised cowbell.
God, this is a great song. I love this song.
The guy has no sense of rhythm. This song always beat me.
Really?
You know, it didn't beat me, but I just thought it was... I mean, I like his harmony on this chorus.
I have been loving it.
Got that nasally voice.
You better run, you better take cover.
Play Dexy's Midnight Runners.
No. All right, that's candidate five. Candidate six, Biggest Show coming to town this week, Monday night at Starplex. It's One Republic and Fits in the Tantrums.
I've been losing sleep.
That's a big show.
About the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting.
Energy level is low. It's low. Come on now.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Do 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 and
Round,
see?
You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round.
Every song is the same.
No, not every song is the same, we just picked two.
It's harder for bands today because the canvas, there's not enough room on the canvas anymore.
There's a lot that's been done, that's true. But the Beatles are still genius.
Shall we vote?
Nope.
You bet.
Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one, Wednesday at Starplex, Goo Goo Dolls? Candidate number two, Friday at Verizon, Sturgill Simpson. Candidate three, Saturday at the Pavilion, the Irving Music Factory, ZZ Top and Alejandro Escovedo.
Hey, man.
Candidate four, Saturday at Verizon, Isley Brothers. Candidate five, Saturday at the Majestic, Colin Hay.
or Candidate 6 Monday at Starplex, One Republic and Fits in the Tantrums. Ja.
Well, everyone, I'm sure, will fall all over themselves for One Republic, but it's Sturgill Simpson, without question.
Sounds like you're trying to influence the voting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, Gordon?
Without a doubt, it's Johnny Resnick and the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, thank you, Casey.
Oh. Go to hell.
Sean?
I support the Goo Goo Dolls and the Isley Brothers, but I'm voting for Sturgill, George.
Thank you.
You've influenced me.
Yeah, there you go.
Sturgill Simpson does butt stuff.
Casey?
Big, strong Jeremy Moran.
Casey.
Sturgeon Simpson?
No.
Close.
Fernando?
I support no one ZZ Top.
I'm not necessarily a huge fan, but I think it's One Republic and Fits in the Tantrums. But I'm outvoted. 3-1. Biggest Show, Friday at Verizon, Sturgill Simpson.
That a baby.